Freak. Monday, motherfucking morning, and it had already started to try to fuck up my day. Now, the podcast has come out a little late. I was up early. I was not up early. I think I woke up like 8. My son pissed a bit, and I was just trying to find peace. Now, me, when I was a kid and I pissed a bit, I got my ass whooped. Got my ass whooped. Did it stop me from pissing in the bed? No, I was determined. But I understand the plight that my son goes through. But also, it's just so frustrating to walk in there and smell piss first thing in the morning. It's like, yo. And then we had that same conversation every morning. Good morning. Did you piss? He looks at me dead in my eyes and says, no. Then he looks down and says, yep, guess I did. And it's like, bro, I ain't even mad at you. Grown-ass men piss on them. Shit, when I'm drunk, I might piss myself. So I ain't mad at you, but it's just about the... I guess it's just about being a parent. Being a parent is frustrating. But I ain't mad at my little homie, and I told him that. Like, dog, I'm not mad at you. I don't spank you for that shit. Like, I'm going to spank you because you pissed. Yeah, I got spanked. Not pissed, but that's a different story. It was the 90s. And they was just beating kids left and right. But even more, it's the adults that fuck me up. The adults in this world. I find it funny when a woman calls a man selfish. When I be like, and instantly my mind is like, yo, you don't understand that women are the most selfish in competition with everybody. All about what they want people in this world. A man's whole purpose is to do what he can to please a woman. A woman's whole purpose is to get her way. I just miss the times where, like, me and the homies, we was on the block for a little second yesterday. A couple of the older homies, and we were just talking about, now, mind you, I'm younger than them, so I didn't really get to experience it, but we were just talking about how they used to see their grandpops come home from work, paycheck in hand, say, yo, big mama, come here. Give big mama a nice wet kiss, smack her on the ass, and give her the check. Big mama go down the street, she cash the check, she bring that nigga back 2 packs of cigarettes, slide him a 20 so he can get a 6-pack or a case of beer, and they work together. They might cuss each other the fuck out sometimes, but they weren't leaving each other because they was a goddamn team. Sometimes you gotta cuss your teammates out. Mm-mm. It ain't like that no more, yo. It ain't like that no more. And the part I forgot to put in there, and Big Mama didn't just take care of her kids. Big Mama took care of the grandkids, the kids in the neighborhood. These selfish women out here, all they want is Hennessy and back shots. That's all they want is Hennessy, back shots, backwoods. So put the ass in the back of the list. Now, us niggas, we ain't no better. But mind you, you got to listen when I say this. Everything we do in life, and I don't care what man, even gay men, I want you to listen to me. Not gay men, listen. Women, listen to this statement. Everything a man does in life, even a gay man, is about either pleasing a woman or entertaining a woman. But it's about a woman. Look how women dress. Look how gay men dress. Same thing. But back to my original point. Everything a man does is for a woman. But it ain't the reverse no more. Now, we live in a world where everything a woman does is for her goddamn self. If you got a good woman, maybe her kids. But you get so seldom few women out here that really care about a man. Except for their fathers. They always love their dads. Tell you something, your daddy wasn't shit back in the day either. He was a slime ball just like the rest of us. I don't know why women think their fathers and their sons is the greatest niggas in the world, but their boyfriends and their husbands, for some reason, is a slime ball when they fuck up. Just know your daddy did some worse shit, and your son gonna do even worse shit. But yeah, that's the only men or males that females protect. It's their sons and their fathers. They don't give a fuck about the rest of us. And they start not to give a fuck about the fathers, the younger ones. They like, ah, fuck you, niggas. I try my best. As I always say, I got 7 daughters. And they love me. But the only one that really shows me love is the baby. And I think it's because she a baby. The rest of them, they got this attitude like the rest of the women in the world. Like, ah, you're just a man. You're just my father. You don't mean anything. I'm just like, wow, where is this lack of respect for men coming from? How can you respect? I don't know. I digress. I don't want to make this a tangent. 5 minutes in the podcast, I already got hot and heavy. Usually I warm y'all up. I didn't even greet y'all to Papitoville. Welcome, man. Welcome. It's hotter than motherfucking this stormy in my city, in Papitoville. Don't worry. We can stay in the rain. I should play some of that shit. Can you stand the rain? Y'all gotta forgive me. I'm gonna just start singing all the time on the podcast. I don't give a fuck at this point. I just want men and women to work together, yo. I just want women to realize, like, yo, we understand that y'all finally understood y'all power. For years, y'all was being held back and not understanding y'all power. And I get it. Y'all some powerful motherfuckers, and y'all know that now. But still work with us. It's a yin and a yang. It's a what's that thing called? It's a type of vibe. It's male and female. It ain't just female on female. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. And I'll watch and then join in. But that's not my point. You have to work with men. There's a reason that men are supposed to hold the door for women and shit like that. We're supposed to work together. We're supposed to show each other respect. But at some point, women have just lost respect for men at this point. And I'm just flabbergasted. Like, when I meet a woman that actually respects a man, I'm like, oh, come stand over here to the side. I got to keep you over here before these other bitches find you and taint you. Think, my girl, fuck him. You ain't got to be thanking him for nothing. You can get it yourself. You can reach that shit yourself. Like, oh, stand over here, them bitches. Them other bitches. Them corrupted bitches. Man. It's crazy. It's hard to find a woman with manners these days. It's hard to find a woman that respects men. It's hard to find a woman that not only communicate, like hold a decent conversation, but can pay attention. As a nigga that my brain be traveling 3,000 million miles per hour every single second of the day, if I'm in a conversation with a person, I'm locked in. I find it amazing how women just be all over the place. And then there's been times I was like, well, is it me? Is it my character? Then I realized, no, I got great conversation. What the fuck? It couldn't be me. I keep Listerine in the car. I usually keep some peppermints with me, so it can't be a breath. I'm highly intelligent, so I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, they just can't pay attention. I know it seems like I'm bashing women, but I'm actually doing the opposite. I love women. That's the problem. I appreciate y'all so much. Like, do you not realize that every single fucking person in this world came to this world through a woman? It's billions of people in this world. Are you telling me that's not the most powerful shit? That a woman, women have birthed everybody on. If it wasn't for women, it wouldn't be no people on this planet. We do get that, right? Do you ever stop and think about that shit? I might be high, but I think about it often. Like, that man, women get on my nerves, but if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't be no me. Wouldn't be no me, no we, no us. Just work with a nigga. I feel like women shouldn't even talk to their man until like 10 a.m. 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Because all you're going to do is frustrate that nigga. You're going to talk about some shit that's just going to frustrate that nigga. If you not just waking him up with a dick sucks, don't talk to that nigga. If he wake up on his own, just you just give him hugs and kisses and walk around you. And you just give head nods all morning. Like, I know we frustrate each other, but we work with each other. Our whole purpose is y'all. We're addicted. Y'all get mad that we love women. What the fuck? I don't get that. I heard a chick say, it was funny when she said it, but it's fucked up. She was like, if you got a nigga that want to hang with his homies, or you got a nigga that cheat. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty much it. Some niggas be cheating with their homies. You gotta watch them. But it just seemed like, how can you please a woman? Like, is the joke, we live in the men, is it called a meme? A meme? Fuck, meme? Shit that people be posting, I don't know. But it was like a big ass board. There was somebody writing, like, how to please a woman. It's like, yeah, pretty much. It's been impossible. I know simple women that it's hard to please. Because you think they just want some simple shit. Like, she just want to meditate, eat healthy foods, and this and that. And then she want to talk about chakras. And then when you don't know nothing about chakras, she mad at you. Like, well, shit, bitch, I'm trying. I didn't sit in the yoga position or what, crisscross applesauce? Shit. Don't know. Maybe I'm not looking at it from y'all point of view. Maybe I'm looking at it just from a male's point of view. But shit, y'all acting like men out here these days. I said what I said. Y'all are giving nigga vibes instead of lady and women vibes. I think that's why relationships so fucked up. Niggas would rather just, fuck you and be your friend than actually provide for you because you're not giving off a feminine vibe of needing to be provided for. How you gonna protect somebody that wanna fight all the fucking time? Yo, I used to fuck this one girl. She talk about, I beat this bitch. Well, bitch, what you need me for if you out here beating up everybody? Go ahead, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You walk your crazy ass out there and get stunned. I hope this bitch puts you in the full Nelson. I hear a lot of that shit. I hear a lot of women saying, well, men ain't men no more. And I just be looking like, for you to even come out your mouth, that mean women ain't women no more. That's some shit women would discuss amongst themselves. Like, well, we got to find a strong man. Because these weak niggas are at an abundant tie. But I'm here just preaching for the niggas that's just frustrated with their wives and their girlfriends and their baby mamas and the bitch at the grocery store who every motherfucking time I say good morning, she ignored me, and then I gotta walk back up. Excuse me, you heard me, ma'am. Now I need some service. About to cuss you the fuck out. I remember it was a time that a woman would not argue with a man in public. Like, she was like, she would look around like, this nigga got problems with me? No, sir, I have no problems. I'm gonna walk away. Now, they be trying to fight niggas in public. What is wrong? Like, the tables have turned. The men have become the understanding ones, and the women have become ratchet savages. God damn it. Can't do anything without, I mean, with them, or without them, I guess. God damn it. 12, 13 minutes of ranting. A goddamn woman. I got another probably like 6 years of ranting about women in me, but I'm not gonna hold y'all hostage on the podcast for that long. Talk about this bitch looking like Forrest Gump when he went on the run. I love women. I love the hair. I love the different hairstyles and I ain't big on the eyebrow shit, but it's slick on some of y'all. I'll give it to you. I don't know what's going on with it, but I love the eyes. I'm definitely a lip guy. I'm a kisser. I love the lips. I love the brain. I love the compassion. Hips, thighs. So much I appreciate about a woman. But y'all crazy as hell. I gotta stay the fuck away from y'all. Y'all throw the fuck off. I've done my job. I came here, I repopulated Earth. I'm not doing with y'all crazy shit no more. I had this thought this morning, like, nigga, you need to take a vacation by yourself. Why are you not sitting on the beach by yourself? And I want somebody to walk up and ask me, hey, do you want some company? And say, no, man, I'm enjoying myself. On some ball shit. I want to go start out, like, I mean, not start out, my conversation be fucked up sometimes. I want to start going to like restaurants and just, let me get a table for one. I want a whole table. I ain't sitting at the fucking bar. God damn it. I want to open up my laptop and my spreadsheet and get work done while I eat a great meal at a nice restaurant, drinking wine and shit in a nice suit. I don't care. I can be playing Roblox on the computer while I'm in this suit, bitch. I'm living my best life. But I can't get over women. I can't get over women. Maybe that's the problem. I think some of the most successful men, you look at the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates, what's the other nigga name? Jeff Bezos, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. Well, not Dave Chappelle. He's not gonna fit into this one that I'm talking about now. But a lot of them get divorced because they realize they look at their wife and they be like, "I'd be happier without you." You ever just look at your partner and be like, "I would be happy without you. My life would be complete if you were not there." And especially, like I said, the successful ones, they be looking like, excuse me, they be looking like, you know what? If I just give her like 600 million, she's cool. I can't wait to get, well, I'm not getting married again. But I can't wait till I get that. To that point where if I wanted to be in a relationship with a person and then I didn't want to be in a relationship with that person, I'd just be like, you know what? Here's like 2 million. You know, just go have a great day, but just don't come back. Just don't come back. I just need you to go pick this money up. You can send somebody to pick the money up if you think it's, you know, dangerous or whatever. Should I hide the money in the limo, spread out all on the floor for you? But yeah, I don't know. I don't like the control that women think they have over relationships. Like I said, back in the day, they understood it was a give and take. That woman understood that that man went out there and worked hard. He didn't even know his fucking kids. You gotta think about it. Back in the day, niggas left first thing in the morning, went to work all fucking day, came home, dinner was on the table. Then mama coming out here talking about something. Yeah, he fucked up in school, and he got to take his belt off, beat this kid that he don't even motherfucking really know. He just know this lady said he did this bad thing. But he worked hard and gave his money to his family. Yeah, he might have, you know, drunk a little bit, might smoke a little bit. Shit, back in the day, they might have snorted or did some other shit. I'm not with that, but he was about family. And she knew that. So she said, "I'm gonna do the best I can to make sure I take the things you have given me and make them great." And now I believe women are at a point where it's like, "Ah, fuck you, I can be great on my own, pussy." I'm sorry, I'm from Philly, so that's how a female sound to me. Like in my head, they talk like, "I don't need you, nigga. Fuck you." Like a Philly woman, a real Philly woman, she's always gonna throw an insult at the end of her conversation. She can give you a compliment and throw an insult at the end of her conversation, like, "Damn, your baby cute with your ugly ass." You'd be like, "Damn, I don't even know if you want to fuck me or you making jokes about me." But I don't know. I don't know how we're going to make it together. I believe, like, if other planets were populated, I think the men and women of those planets killed each other off. And now we're the only people left. We're just trying to figure it out before we kill each other off, too. That's where we're close to being at. They tried that shit in the elections. Like, "You got to vote for Hillary or you got to vote for this nigga." And it was like, is it men against women? Is that what y'all trying to do? That's what y'all trying to start that war? Punch one of these holes in their face. They get low, bitch. But yeah, we're not supposed to be against each other. We're supposed to work with each other. Right now, you can't see it, but I got my hands crisscross applesauce. So trying to explain that we're supposed to be intertwined and help each other. If you got a partner and you see they fall short at this place, you put me as a partner. I'm supposed to be like, "Yo, baby, this is where I think you can improve it. And this is how I think you can improve it." Any problem, excuse me. Anytime a person brings up problems without solutions, it's always bad. Except, there's always an exception to the rule. Except if that person has given solutions in the past and has still not been taken to heed or whatever the fucking phrase is. But yeah, I don't know. Relationships, man. Throw them out the window. I think we should all just be able to have sex and not reproduce, but be assigned a baby. Like on your 25th birthday, you just get assigned a baby. Like it's a baby crop. You don't get to pick your baby. You get your baby assigned. You gotta learn to love that baby. I think it'll be much better than people coming together, having relationships, and having. I think that's what fucks up relationships, expectations. When you expect shit of your partner, that's where they are able to let you down. But if you don't expect shit from your partner, they can't let you down. Like, if I'm a man and I come home And say my girl, she didn't have to work. It's food in the house, and she ain't got shit to do, and she did not cook. That's me having an expectation that she should have cooked. I should have had the smarts to take one of my coworkers out to dinner, hit her in the back seat after dinner, drop her off, and then come home and be like, "Oh, it's no dinner." Well, great, I already ate anyway. I'm a bad guy if I do that. I don't know. If you're still here listening to this podcast, I know you're either A, pissed off, or B, laughing at yourself. Either one is cool with me. I'm trying to fix this blunt. Let's see. I only got a couple of minutes left, so I guess I can talk about what us men do wrong. Nah, I'm not giving no trade secrets. Fuck that. Fellas, you ever tell your girlfriend you'll be right back? You're going to the store. Next thing you know, you come home drunk. We can do better. We can do better at that. We can do better at that. You ever ask somebody you fucking went for a threesome with one of their friends, not realizing that's not the friend to ask? Wait a minute. We done all been there. You ever invite a woman over, and then when it's time for her to come over, you be like, "No, I got other plans." You could do better. You could do better. I don't know. We really don't be fucking up that much. Niggas just want some pussy and peace. That's really it. Pussy and peace. Pussy and Patron. Nah, I don't like silver. And they say we the complicated ones. Men ain't complicated. In the words of Dave Chappelle, all niggas want, make him a sandwich, tickle his balls, he'd be happy. Put the nigga to sleep. But that's why I realized, not that I had to detach from women, but I have to realize there's a Papito that deals with women, and there's a self Papito that only deals with himself. The Papito that deals with women is very respectful and try to be a gentleman and always try to be considerate and try to make sure I protect and I provide. No, not even if we're not in a relationship, I feel like a man's job is to protect and provide for women, any woman. But the other Papito that's just for me. Oh, that nigga's a savage. And he like doing savage shit, and he don't need nobody else. Like I said, he'll go on vacation by himself. You niggas don't know how many times I went to Seoul, Korea by myself. Hopped in a cab. I was living in Korea, living like 2 hours away from Seoul. Just hop in a cab. I'm going out there and party by myself. Just go get drunk, figure shit out. Or go out there with one of the homies, and I just did. I was one of them niggas. Like, we'd be in the clubs and shit. Once I realized I'm fucked up, it's like a switch flips in my brain, like, oop, time to go. And I just walk off. Very dangerous, but I ain't never been somebody that need other people. I've always been a person that's like, I'll travel by myself and figure this shit out. God damn it. Excuse me. I want to make travel plans for my birthday, but J. Cole, I think he probably be coming. Let me see. When the fuck is he coming to Philly? J. Cole tour 2021. I should have typed in Philly, I guess. So I can find out the Philly date. It don't say. Hold on. September 29th, he gonna be, so right before my birthday. Right before my birthday, he's going to be in Philly. That's the only concert I've ever been to in my life, too, is a J. Cole concert. I went to a Sean Paul concert when I was in the military, but it was weird. It was in the gym, and I kept having to hide because I was supposed to be on extra duty, but niggas was seeing me anyway. But, yeah, fuck it. I want to go to that concert, but I also want to go to California for my birthday. Link up with my homie and shit. Ride around, see the city, smoke good, party and shit. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do both. Or maybe I'll say, fuck J. Cole, 21 Savage, and Moray. Hold on, that's what we having? I don't even know who else going to be there. last J. Cole concert. It was J. Cole, Big Sean, YG, and Jeremiah. This one, I want some event info. Nigga, who else gonna be at the motherfucking party? I don't even say. I don't think it's just those three niggas going on tour. It's probably gonna be more people. I gotta look it up. But yeah, that's what I wanted for my birthday. I don't know how we got to talking about my birthday, bro. That was like the other papito that like doing shit for himself and doing shit by himself. But before I get out of here, this whole podcast has, or this whole episode has been about men and women coming together. Fellas, try your best to stay calm and respectful to these women, even through the hard times. Always remember to be there for them emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, everywhere. They need us. Even though they don't realize they need us, they need us. Women, listen the fuck up. Y'all need us, and we need y'all. Shit. That's it, and that's all. Queens, goddesses, whatever y'all want to call yourself, y'all the most fucking powerful beings on this earth. Y'all done birthed all these billions of people and shit. Y'all ran countries behind the scenes, and y'all ran households since motherfuckers started building houses. But guess who was in that house with y'all? Men. I ain't saying you gotta fuck every nigga. Just saying the nigga that you fuck, put some respect on his name. Or trigger y'all. In the words of the great bird, man. Boss Real said, yeah. Realize, listen, unless you like women, even if you like women, still respect men. If you got kids, you got that shit from a nigga. If you white, you're still a nigga. Y'all niggas. Because to be a nigga means to be ignorant. And that's the whole purpose of life. We're all on the search of intelligence. So that means we do not know what we do not know. That was deep. I think I'm out on that. Papito, peace.